They made a deal.
She said your agreement was you were supposed to do her hair 4 times. What happened to the other 3 times?
Then she made excuses.
Hey, girl, I've been super sick. Hey, girl, sorry, super busy. Sorry, girl, family emergency. Hey, Meg, I have a migraine.
And she doesn't know when to stop.
I don't have money as a single mom. We already agreed on that.
I don't care if you're a single mom. I don't care if you're a double mom.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Sophie Swart is suing Anthony Marinaro for selling her BMW without her permission.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 61 on the calendar, in the matter of Swart versus Marinaro.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
What year BMW was your car?
A 2001.
When did you purchase it?
Around May 2009.
From whom?
From an auto dealer in Miami.
How much did you pay for it?
$94.51.
Was it financed?
No.
You paid it cash?
Yes.
Bird, while I'm taking some testimony, would you please look up a 2001 BMW 325i, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, this is your lawsuit, Ms. Swart. You claim you knew the defendant. Your car stopped running, the engine blew in your car. Mr. Marinaro, who was somebody that you knew, towed the car to his shop. You have a shop, or?
She had it towed to my home.
Why?
No, Your Honor.
Why? Did she have it towed to your home?
So that I can check it out to see if what was wrong with the car.
Are you a mechanic?
I do mechanic service, yes, I
do. Well, that's what I'm asking. Do you do it out of your home or out of a shop?
Out of my home.
Do you do any other form of work other than?
I do body work and paint.
Out of your home?
From my home.
Is it a home shop? You do have a garage, is that what you have? Do you have a company?
It's a company I'm trying to start up.
How long have you been trying to start up the company?
It's almost a year now.
What'd you do before that?
I was a chef.
And how do you know the plaintiff?
I met her through a mutual friend.
Where?
At a bowling alley.
When?
I'd say maybe almost a year ago.
Okay. So she had the car towed to your place of business, because that's what it is. You may operate it out of your home, but that's how you make a living. And you were supposed to do what with the car after it blew up?
I was to check the engine to see how much damage was caused to the engine, because the engine was running with no water. And I discovered that the block was cracked and the heads are blown and the engine was completely totaled and unrepairable.
So it needed a new engine?
A complete rebuild or a new engine.
And how much would a new engine cost?
The cheapest you'd be able to get it for would probably be about $2,500.
Okay. And the car was worth $2,500, right?
The car, yeah. Yeah.
That was worth $2,500.
No, Your Honor, I have a printout.
And you were in touch with her and let her know that it needed a new engine?
I let her know that it was completely destroyed.
And needed a new engine?
Either it needed a new engine, the best bet was to see if you could sell it as is to somebody. And
who would put in a new engine?
Yes, someone who would be interested in taking the body and...
I understand.
Investing.
I, you know, as mechanically limited as I am, I do understand that. And she said what?
She said to try to sell it.
Great. And did you try to sell it?
Yes, I did. And she received 2 offers for $2,000, which she turned down because she felt she wanted more for it.
And? Go ahead.
Now, where I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida, they're very strict. I had a car in my driveway with no tag on it, unlicensed, unregistered or whatever it is, and it's a very serious violation. It's unlawful storage. And I was starting to get the code enforcement coming to my home and writing.
And so what did you do?
I had to
Don't look over there. Look over here. What did you do?
I had to have the car removed.
So where did you take it?
I had a gentleman that came by, and I told him, give me $100, take the car off my property because it's costing me $500-$600 now, and they can put a lien on my house.
Hasn't cost you anything yet. Show me proof that it cost you a dime.
I didn't think I was going to need it, so I don't know.
What do you mean you didn't think you were going to need it? Where did you think you were coming today, to the beach?
Oh, well, these fines were paid already. I have just one more that's $136.
Well, if you have fines, then you paid them by either check or money order, or they gave you a receipt. Well, Where did you think you were coming today?
You go to City Hall and you pay cash.
Yes, and they give you a receipt.
Yes, ma'am. But I didn't think we were going to wind up in court, so I didn't save any of that
stuff. Well, listen, you had a four-hour plane ride from Florida. I assume that nobody touched you with a wand and put you on a plane and drugged you. So you knew you were coming to court today. And you knew that your defense was, if I'm listening to your defense, Mr. Marinaro, that your defense was that you paid out hundreds of dollars worth of fines for her car. And all you have to do to prove that to me is to stand there and smile. And you want me to believe that? You think I believe that? I don't believe a word of it.
Well, it's not...
You sold her car. You can't do that. That's theft. You can't sell her car. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out what your car is worth. And as soon as we receive a police report from you...
I have it.
That he stole your car.
Yes.
Let me see it.
And I have a Kelley Blue Book value
of
the car.
I don't want to see Kelley Blue Book. I have my own Kelley Blue Book. All I want to see from you is the police report.
The car was registered. He's lying when he said it was
sitting. Of course it was registered.
It's right here from the tag office.
All I want to see is... I asked you for one thing.
Sorry.
I don't want to see that bird. All I want to see is a police report. Is that the police report?
Okay, he has it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bird, do you have the figure for me?
So, $48.75 and good. $4,100 fair.
It had no engine. So would that be the...
That's the lowest.
That's the lowest,
yep.
$4,100.
I have a higher number here right from the internet.
Well, that's unfortunate for you. Your car was not drivable.
May I also state something?
Yes.
You spoke about theft. Theft is if you take someone's car without their knowledge and you do something with it without their knowledge. I had the car with her knowledge, and I had an open title, the original title to the car.
I appreciate your tutorial on the criminal law, sir. You had no right to sell her property because you didn't have her authority to sell her property without her permission and consent. Now, you could have had the car towed back to her property. You could have done that.
Exactly.
And
I'm sorry.
She gave me authority to do whatever I can.
No. The last thing you told me, sir, was she had two offers, $2,000, and she said to you, it's not enough, I want more. Did you bring her a better offer?
No.
So, according to you, you got rid of the car for $100 to a passerby. I want to tell you something, sir. I don't take tutorials from people who try to give me baloney answers like that.
Well, it's far from a baloney answer.
Oh, it certainly is. Why in the world would somebody who has no job, has no business, has no source of income that I know about, sell a $2,000 car, if that's what you said you had an offer for $100? And we're not talking about it sitting in your garage or sitting on your front lawn for a year. We're talking about 2 months. A difference of 2 months. It didn't become devalued from $2,000 to $100 in 2 months. So a smart cookie like you would have said, well, if I'm going to sell the car, I'm going to sell the car to somebody on Craigslist for $2,000. Why would I give it away to somebody who's passing by for $100? That sounds stupid.
Well, my problem was because I was being pounded by code enforcement
I have no information with regard to that, sir, and you have no proof of that, and the proof is very easy to come by. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is bring receipts, because a smart cookie like you would have kept a receipt if they went and paid in cash at motor vehicles or wherever you had to go to pay these fines. You would have kept a receipt. They can also give you a duplicate receipt if you were foolish enough to have lost the receipt. You also, since there's no documentation in front of you, I assume, do not have a bill of sale for the unnamed stranger who came and paid you $100 for the car. So I assume you have no proof of that bill of sale.
No.
Is that right? Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have a printout right here from Kelley Blue Book saying, in good condition, $59.75.
Listen to me.
Leather seat.
It had
sunroof.
It was. You're trying to talk over me.
I'm sorry.
You had left it for 4 months because it wasn't running. What do you mean, no?
And later today.
What was her response to that?
She says, Megan, I'll get back to you ASAP with a new appointment.
Is that...
Okay. That's what she always says, but...
Hey.
Okay, you're right.
Ms. Moyers, you have your...
Okay, you're annoying
me.
Excuse me, Judge.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sophie Swart claims mechanic Anthony Marinaro sold her BMW without her permission. Anthony says he was forced to remove the vehicle from his property.
Your car in fair condition was worth $4,100. At this point, it had a blown engine, so it wasn't even drivable. It's not only not worth $5,000, it's not worth $4,100. I don't know what it's worth, but you had an offer for $2,000. You should have taken it.
No, I had other people contacting me, offering to pay me more.
Well, give me a name, give me a phone number, and I will be more than happy to call them.
I have a printout right here from Kelly Blue Book saying, in good condition, $5,975.
Listen to me.
Grain, leather seat,
it had
sunroof.
It was, you're trying to talk over me.
Sorry.
It wasn't running. You had left it for 4 months because it wasn't running. What do you mean, no?
I didn't leave it for that long.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I thought he was a nice guy and he was going to help me and be honest.
I did try to help her out.
But he lied. He's a crook.
I never charged her for anything.
Because he kept the money and he stole it.
I'm glad she was able to recover more money for her car.
I'm not going to trust anybody with my belongings. I'll do it myself.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Moyers versus Yoli. Step forward.
Megan Moyers is suing her hairstylist, Tina Yoli, for the value of two couches. Megan says she bartered the couches for hair appointments, and Tina broke the deal.
Ms. Moyers, you sold for barter originally two sofas to the defendant, who was a friend of yours?
Mm-hmm.
The barter was that she was supposed to do your hair four times.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that your profession? Are you
yes.
a hairdresser?
It is.
And the agreed upon price was $400. She was supposed to do your hair four times. And you did not do her hair.
I did, Your Honor.
How many times?
I did it on January 9th was the first appointment for exchange.
What did you do January 9th?
I did four services. I did a new color, a highlight, a haircut, and a conditioning treatment, equaling $190 in value.
Okay, well, we're not talking about... She said your agreement was you were supposed to do her hair four times.
Correct.
Not $400 in value. You were supposed to do her hair four times.
Yes, Your
right,
Honor. Correct.
So you only did her hair once in January.
Exactly. Correct.
I don't care what the value was.
Okay, thank
it was you. One sitting. Okay. What happened to the other three times?
The next appointment she scheduled for March 22nd at 9:30 a.m. On that morning, I text messaged her and I asked her if she could come an hour later. I was running an hour behind. She at that time told me she didn't want me to do her hair any longer, and she said she wasn't coming to get her hair done anymore. She breached the agreement.
That's actually a complete lie. It was actually several stages of what led up to that. First starting on...
Okay, January 9th, she did in fact do your hair.
She did my hair the first time. So then on February 17th, I sent her a text message. It was 7 weeks later. I said, hey, Tina, can I please make an appointment for my next, you know, for you to do my hair next
February
time?
February 17th. What was her response to that?
Hey, girl, I've been super sick. Next week should work. I'll get back to you if I have any openings. Might have to do it next week, but I'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay.
So from there, 10 days later, 11 days later, on February 28th, she still hadn't got back to me. So I, again, sent her a text. Hey, Tina, can we set an appointment for hair this week? Because she hadn't got back to me.
Got it.
So finally she got back to me a couple days later, and she gave me, like, one opening. It was for Friday morning. In fact, I have it right here. It says Friday morning I have available.
Just a second. So February 28th, she said come in Friday, which was how many days later?
It was three days later.
Go ahead.
So from there, I said,
March.
Okay, now March 10th, I finally attempted again. She says, Megan, I'll get back to you ASAP with a new appointment.
Is that...
Okay, that's what she always says, but...
Hey.
Okay, you're right.
Ms. Moyers, you have your... you're annoying me.
Excuse me, Judge.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
For that week and the Saturday that I had to go to the police station, I had no deposits and I didn't work the whole week.
That's a very sad story that goes on Dr. Phil, not here. Goodbye.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Megan Moyer says hairstylist Tina Yoli owes for two couches she bartered for services. Tina is countersuing for slander and lost wages.
Go ahead.
March 15th was the appointment that we finally had made. It was Tuesday at 9:30. And on my way out the door, I text her, "Hey, Tina, I'm driving an hour from Palm Desert to Yucaipa. I just want to make sure we're still on." She texts me, "Sorry, girl, family emergency. I can't make it." So on the 15th, I said to her, I said, "Hey, Tina, it seems to be hard to make an appointment with you. Why don't you just pay me the difference in cash for the value of what I wanted for my couches, because you've already done my hair one time." She said, "Oh no, no way. I can make you an appointment ASAP." So now we're on March 22nd, which was the final day when I was fed up. March 22nd right. was the appointment where she had told me that the night before she was gonna get the supplies so she'd be bright and ready for me at 9:30, knowing that I have to, you know, find childcare.
Don't tell me knowing.
Okay.
March 22nd, 9:30.
So I get a text that morning, "Hey Meg, I have to go get the supplies. It's gonna have to be a little bit later. 10 o'clock. So I said, "Okay." So I changed my schedule a little bit. So finally I'm driving out there, halfway out there, more than halfway. She texts me, "Hey Meg, I have a migraine. I just took some medicine, but I need to rest. It's gonna have to be later." So therefore I finally said.
Oh, I wanna see that text.
The text that she said, "I have a migraine."
Yeah, first of all, do you have a text with regard to the supplies?
I'm sure. Same. Okay. I just want to touch up the same as last time so you know exactly what I want.
When we get to the supplies part.
Because actually, Judge, she sometimes would forget supplies, so I had to let her know what I wanted exactly. Sorry. Okay, so there's a lot of text messages. I'm sorry, but she sends like three text messages for one of mine.
The most irritating part to me is that you read her text message when you were halfway there, which means you read her text message when you were driving in your car.
Wow, you're right.
While she's looking, anything you want to say to me?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. The morning of the 22nd, I did send her a text message saying that I had a migraine, asking her if she could come an hour later. At that point, she said she was in Cabazon and she was driving back to Palm Springs and she did no longer wanted me to do her hair. She breached the agreement.
No, she didn't breach the agreement. She says that you breached the agreement. Anyway, she doesn't want you to do her hair anymore. And you're gonna return the couches and she's gonna give you the $100 that you paid her for a service that you did in fact perform for her. Okay, correct. Now I'm gonna hear your counterclaim.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Well, since the 22nd to the 25th, she was sending me text messages and voicemails at all hours of the day and night, which I have proof of. On the 25th.
I'd like to see them.
On the 25th, I contacted Yucaipa Police Station and the sergeant asked me if I would come in on the 26th.
Don't tell me what anybody said to you. Don't tell me what the sergeant said to you. You're having a disagreement with her. Would you give these back to her, please? What else?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Go ahead.
On that second day, I gave her two options. I told her when she was unhappy and no longer wanted to get her hair done, she could come pick up her property, just pay me for her first hair appointment for the exchange.
Absolutely right.
Or she could go ahead and please come in and get your hair done three more times.
She's not going to do that. She doesn't want you to do her hair anymore.
At that point, she sent me a text message saying she did not need the couches nor want them. She purchased new ones.
Well, of course she did.
So I took it as, okay, well, I don't have money as a single mom. We already agreed on that.
I don't care if you're a single mom. I don't care if you're a double mom.
She made the agreement.
You had an agreement with her. Listen to me. You had an agreement with her. It didn't work out. Of course, she wasn't going to be without furniture. Put your hand down. She was selling you the old couches because she was going to get new couches. You return the couch to her, Ms. Moyes, you're going to give her $100. That's it. Got it?
Okay, Your Honor, I also, for that week and the Saturday that I had to go to the police station, I had no deposits and I didn't work the whole week.
That's a very sad story that goes on Dr. Phil, not here. Goodbye.
Okay.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I had actually attempted to get my couches back. Tina said no, so she was actually lying because she's a liar.
In 12 years, I've never had a client take something to this extent.
Excuse after excuse. Once she got the couches, she didn't need my money anymore.
And because of her own financial matters, I feel like she was trying to get money from whoever she could.
So of course, she has the couches, she doesn't need to do my hair. It's just typical.
I'm actually feel really good about it. I'm glad that the matter's over.
Probably don't do business with friends or that people you know because it usually goes sour.
I'm just glad the matter's over with and she can have her couches back. They weren't worth it to begin with.